This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's chief negotiator, David Frost, said Friday a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union could still be secured despite a looming deadline and deadlock on key areas. After his EU counterpart, Michel Barnier, said he was returning to London for face-to-face talks, Frost tweeted, quote, "It's my job to do my utmost to see if the conditions for a deal exist. It is late, but a deal is still possible, and I will continue to talk until it's clear that it isn't." Poland's prime minister Friday repeated his threat to veto the EU's budget in a call with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, warning rule of law conditions must be removed from the funds. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki wrote on Facebook, quote, "I told the chancellor that Poland expects further work to find a solution as soon as possible," end quote. Germany is mobilizing huge sums of money to soften the impact of the coronavirus pandemic and hopes the economy will emerge from the crisis with full strength in 2021. Germany has hit another grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, taking above 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. AP's Zaria Shockley has our story.
The country's disease control center says that Germany's 16 states reported nearly 23,000 cases overnight, for a total since the start of the outbreak of over a million cases. Despite the high number of infections, Germany has seen fewer deaths than many other European countries, with nearly 16,000, compared with more than 50,000 in Britain, Italy, and France, for example. A rapid response to the initial outbreak, massive testing, and a robust hospital system have been credited with helping keep the fatalities down. I'm Zaria Shakli.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. We've heard about hospital bed shortages because of the raging coronavirus pandemic, but there are also worries about morgue space for those who don't survive. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
COVID-19 isn't taking a break for the Thanksgiving holiday. Johns Hopkins University estimates the average number of deaths each day is up to 1,658 in the United States. More than 263,000 Americans have already died. And in Nevada, where the spread is so severe, a person dies every 2 hours of COVID-19. Coroners are wondering how they'll store patients' bodies. A coroner in Reno says at the current rate, she'll run out of morgue space in 6 weeks and is working to expedite cremations at funeral homes and mortuaries, which are at 90% capacity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Cyprus announced Friday it would lift lockdowns in two key coastal cities, but impose a nationwide 8-hour nighttime curfew, among other uniform restrictions, to tackle rising coronavirus cases. The health minister said a nationwide curfew will apply between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. from November 30th until December 13th. This brings to an end a two-tier curfew system. Russia will allow Hungarian doctors and medical experts to observe the manufacturing process for its Sputnik V vaccine against COVID-19, Hungary's foreign minister said Friday. He told a joint news conference with Russia's health minister that this could accelerate the process of Hungarian health authorities making a ruling about potential use of the vaccine in Hungary. President Emmanuel Macron faces a major challenge to retain France's influence over resolving the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict, needing to take account of the large Armenian minority in his country and accused by Azerbaijan of bias. Macron has expressed discomfort over the Russia-brokered ceasefire this month that ended weeks of fighting between Azerbaijan and Armenia and allowed Baku to consolidate significant military gains. President Macron elsewhere said he is very shocked by the images of a black man being beaten by police in Paris, a presidential official said Friday, as pressure grows over the incident. Macron held talks Thursday with the interior minister, calling for tough punishment for those involved in the beating of the black music producer. Tokyo Olympics test events will resume in March, and a decision on fan attendance will come in the spring, an official said Friday, as preparations continue for the postponed games despite ongoing coronavirus fears. The comments from the deputy executive director of the Games Operations Bureau come after the International Olympic Committee chief said last week he was very confident the games will have fans. The 2020 Games